In ancient times, there was a Jain sacred text known as the Vedas. These Vedas contained all the knowledge and wisdom covering various subjects like rituals, philosophy, Ayurveda, and spirituality. However, they were all compiled into one large body of text. Then came a sage named Vyasa. He saw the vastness of the Vedas and realized that it would be easier for people to understand and study them if they were divided into smaller, more manageable parts. So, Vedavyasa undertook the monumental task of dividing the Vedas into four distinct sections. Because of his remarkable accomplishment of dividing the Vedas, Vyasa earned the title of Vedavyasa, which means the one who divided the Vedas. This division made the knowledge contained in the Vedas more accessible to people, allowing them to study and practice its teachings more effectively. Thus, Vedavyasa's contribution became instrumental in preserving and spreading the ancient wisdom of the Vedas. After meticulously dividing the Vedas into four distinct sections, Vedavyasa found solace in his peaceful slumber. However, one fateful day, as he lay asleep, a disturbance disrupted his tranquil rest. Vedavyasa began to experience vivid and unsettling visuals within the depths of his mind. In his dreams, he witnessed scenes of chaos and discord unfolding before him. The tranquility of his rest was shattered by the tumultuous imagery that played out in his subconscious. Vedavyasa, startled awake by the intensity of these visions, found himself abruptly roused from his sleep. With a jolt, he sat up, his heart racing with the remnants of the unsettling dreams that lingered in his mind. The darkness of the night enveloped him as he tried to make sense of the cryptic messages hidden within his troubled sleep. As he pondered the meaning behind these disturbing visions, Vedavyasa felt a sense of urgency wash over him. It was as if the universe itself was calling out to him, urging him to unravel the mysteries that lay concealed within the depths of his subconscious. With determination burning bright within him, Vedavyasa resolved to delve deeper into the realms of knowledge and enlightenment. Little did he know that this unsettling experience would set him on a path that would alter the course of history forever. Vedavyasa sits to meditate for answers. Closing his eyes, he feels like he's leaving the present, entering a timeless realm. Visions of the future appear, showing a world filled with fights and problems. He understands these visions show why his dreams were unsettling. What he saw in his vision shocked him like never before. Vedavyasa, witnessing the Kurukshetra War, was stunned by its unprecedented violence. The carnage and destruction surpassed anything he had ever imagined. Amidst the chaos, he observed the war unfolding before him, feeling as if he stood amidst the chaos unseen. While invisible to others, he witnessed every moment of the conflict with clarity and intensity. From the clash of armies to the cries of the wounded, he bore witness to the unfolding tragedy with a heavy heart. The enormity of the conflict left him with a chilling sense of dread, as if witnessing the twilight of humanity. In the midst of the chaos, he feared that this catastrophic war signaled the end of mankind. As he silently observed the turmoil unseen, Vyasa felt strongly like someone was watching him. When he saw a man standing still in the chaos of war, Vyasa looked into his eyes, only to find himself met with a knowing smile. Shocked by this unexpected interaction, Vyasa's trance was abruptly shattered, and he hastily returned to the present moment, opening his eyes in astonishment and breaking free from his meditation. Veda Vyasa thought to revisit the future, but this time he intent on documenting all he witnessed. Realizing he couldn't write while in his trance, he sought someone to transcribe his observations as he saw them. With a determined spirit, realizing the need for a swift and skilled writer, Veda Vyasa reached out to Lord Ganesha through the metaphysical realm. In a short while, Lord Ganesha appeared before the meditating sage. Vyasa explained the gravity of the situation and the importance of documenting his visions. Understanding the significance of the task, Ganesha readily agreed to assist Vyasa in transcribing the legendary scripture. With Ganesha's divine aid, Vyasa prepared to embark on this journey once more, ensuring that the knowledge gleaned from his visions would be preserved for future generations. Before embarking on Veda Vyasa's journey through time, Ganesha asked what should be the title of the scripture. Veda Vyasa, taking a deep breath, responded with solemnity. This story begins with Pratipa Maharaj, who had three sons. The eldest, Devapi, wasn't interested in kingdom, wealth, or power. He chose a spiritual life in the Himalayas. In his journey, Devapi came across the enchanting floating city of Shambhala, associated with Kalki in Kali Yuga. The second son, Balika, left his kingdom during childhood and grew up in his uncle's kingdom. Lastly, there was Shantanu, the youngest and most significant son. Shantanu eventually ascended the throne after his father, Pratipa, passing the responsibility of the kingdom onto him. As Shantanu ascended to the throne, he vowed to uphold the values of righteousness and duty that his kingdom held dear. With wisdom beyond his years, he ruled with fairness and compassion, earning the love and respect of his people. Now, as we delve deeper into his story, we uncover the twists and turns that fate has woven into the fabric of his life. Subscribe to our channel now, as we continue our journey through the life of Shantanu, a journey filled with love, loss, and the timeless wisdom of the ages. In the story of Shantanu, we find echoes of our own hopes and fears, and the enduring legacy of a king whose name would be etched in the annals of history.